Love, Lies and Lemon Cake by Sue Watson. Read by Hilary MacLean for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Film Star Fingers and Fake Bake.
I want you, he breathed, sliding his warm hand under my gown, then slowly, sensuously along my thigh. I lay back on the white sun lounger, the infinity pool lapping at my toes, him lapping at my neck, all hot breath and sensual friction. Dressed only in diamonds and fake bake, I smiled provocatively, playing hard to get, and stirring on the lounger so he could enjoy me in the best possible light. In his free hand, he held a dirty martini to my lips, and I swallowed gratefully, framed perfectly by the Hollywood sign nestling in those star-studded hills.
Ryan, I shouldn't be here, I said, admiring the way he held his glass and moved his hand around my body at the same time. It can't have been easy, like rubbing your head and patting your stomach in sync.
I have washing to do, I panted. Then I have to clean the windows, and then I'm, making the tea.
He didn't care. He was too wrapped up in lust, his twinkly eyes and film star fingers caressing my whole body and aching for the moment I would be his. I wasn't the first and wouldn't be the last he made passionate love to by an aqua infinity pool in L.A. With total disregard for my washing pile and in complete denial of my filthy windows and uncooked tea, he gently pushed his knee between mine, panting in my ear about just what we would be doing next. The stars were out, and I lay back in his arms, waiting for the passion to explode, when the sound of Craig's voice bore through the air like a bloody bullet. Are you going to spend all day in that bath? I looked up. Ryan Gosling's twinkly eyes faded through the mists of steam and foamy bubbles, along with the dirty martinis, white leather sun loungers, and hope. Unlike Ryan, the last time Craig had touched my thigh was about 2 years before, when his hand had slipped as he turned over in bed, asleep. We'd been married for about 100 years, so romance was a distant memory, and sex something I only saw fleetingly on TV. After the usual passion and wanting of the early days, we'd settled down to married life. The chaste goodnight kiss, the "did you have a good day?" for a while, which then petered out into nothing and, like siblings sharing a house, we carried out our rituals and roles independently, while pretending to ourselves everything was fine. While my daughter was growing up and I was juggling work and childcare, I was happy to live like this, with no distractions. But recently, I'd begun to question where my life was going. Was this it? A life lived on film star fantasies and vague memories of a marriage that once was? Craig lived for his work, and had long ago given up on romantic evenings fueled with wine and sweet nothings. He was always too busy. For my part, I'd given up competing with his plumbing business, and the sheer excitement that leaking stopcocks and faulty faucets brought him. Faced with the glittering prospect of a flange crisis at 7 a.m. the next morning, Craig found it hard to contain his excitement and had little left for a night of marital sex with his middle-aged wife. Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt and the boys, however, had plenty of time for me, even if it was only in the Hollywood of my head. I climbed out of the bath and dried myself, trying to remember how it felt to have someone else's hands on my back, round my undressed waist. I craved the warmth, the body of another human, a real man as opposed to the film stars I could only dream about. It wasn't just the lack of sex. I missed the physical affection and closeness we'd once had. And with each day merging into another, before I knew it, another loveless year had gone by. It wasn't like I hadn't tried. A few months before, I'd taken the bull by the horns and suggested we have an early night. He'd looked at me like I was mad. But Top Gear's on, he'd gasped, incredulous, and as always missing the point. We could go to bed and you could record Top Gear, I answered, trying to keep my voice seductive.